Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. That's right, our members provide all support for OTRWesterns.com. Let's get into today's episode.
Light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. Secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Lone Silver, on the trail of my girl, Lone Silver, hooray!
The shouting, brawling mass of men milled around a clapboard house on the outskirts of Santos. Some of them held flaming torches to light up the night. Others flurried six guns, fired shots in the air. All of them were in an ugly mood as they threatened Judge Davis.
Hey, Mr. Rawalks, you're no longer judge of the county of Santos. We're going to ride you out of town on a rail. Isn't that right, boys?
No, no, right.
As soon as Burr Caden gets here with a barrel, we're going to tar and feather you. Then we'll burn your house to the ground and serve you right. In that so, boys?
We had a stomach full of your type of justice, and we don't like it.
Raiden, you talk mighty big. We have a mob to back you up.
I said you...
Quiet, son. The judge has something to say. Quiet down. Let's listen to him.
Go ahead, Davis. This time we're doing the judging. And we know in advance what the verdict's going to be.
Go ahead. The condemned man makes the final statement.
Yeah. Looks like he's convicted me ahead of time.
That's so.
One thing I never did in my court, Raiden. I took an oath of office, and by heaven, I held that oath. There was never a case come up before me, whether for rustling or cattle stealing or non-payment of debts or even shooting, where I didn't keep an open mind and judge according to the facts of the case.
What about Lem Wilkins and his water rights?
The same holds true for Lem Wilkins and his water rights. I'm a judge, duly elected and sworn to judge honest and fearless.
You ain't going to be a judge for long, Davis. We aim to correct that.
With tar and feathers.
Correct. You look like a black crow before we're through, Davis.
So be it. That's the way it's to be, then so be it. You can work your will with me. You're a mob. I'm just one man. I'm a lot older than you, gents, but I say this to you. I've been honest and four square, and judge without fear or favor.
Judge now, lest ye be judged.
Yes, that's just it. I say the same to you. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Put your tar and feathers on me. Ride me out of Santos on a rail. It won't hurt me. Because I know I'm in the right. For every bit of tar you put on my skin, you'll be putting blackness and wrongdoing in your heart. The tar will wash off my skin, but you'll never wash the shame of this off your heart, or off the good name of the town of Santos.
You always wear mighty slick-slinging words around, Judge, but it doesn't alter the fact. You let Lem Wilkins close off the water we all need, and we aim to teach a lesson. Tie him up, boys!
The men surged forward. Judge Davis made no attempt to struggle against them. In the light of the flaring torches, his thin, lined face was calm under his graying hair as his arms were seized and bound, while from the open door of the darkened house his wife watched and sobbed.
They've got him tied up, tied and bound like a local steer.
They got no right to take kids from me. He's honest and good.
Mrs. Odom, don't be alarmed. I'm a friend.
A woman? Who are you?
Your voice doesn't sound like any folk I know. Who I am doesn't matter. What does matter is that I believe your husband is in the right.
Oh, it's good to hear someone besides myself say that. Let me strike a light.
No, no light. There's no need for you to know who I am. Only don't despair. Your husband hasn't been tarred and feathered yet, and perhaps he won't be.
What can we do to prevent it?
We can do nothing. But there's someone else who can. Someone who's been warned, who's riding here.
When he comes...
One man, he couldn't help. This man can. He's different from other men. He's stronger and braver. No matter what the odds, he faces them without fear. Look for a masked man, Mrs. Davis. Yes, masked and riding a great white stallion. And when he arrives, give him this message. Tell him it's the Black Arrow. The Black Arrow, tell him that. He'll understand. Now, I must go. Try not to worry. Nothing will happen to your husband.
Wait. Wait. She's gone. I never even fell asleep. And what she said about a man in a Black Arrow, he must have been dreaming.
It's Cadden, boys! Here he comes with a barrel of tar!
Cadden. Oh, Cadden. That's him riding toward them. Got a barrel of tar strapped behind his saddle, most likely. Oh, Cadden. That's the most tar and feather, my husband. I almost believed that girl. I almost believed her when she told me that fairy tale about a man bringing help.
Braden and the mob clustered close around the judge, waiting eagerly for Spur Cadden to ride into the circle of torchlight so they could start the tar and feather party.
This way, Spur! Come on, boy! We got the judge outside ready to tank! Turn away, Jeff! Get down! Goodbye! That's it!
Whoa, whoa, Silver!
What's the place? He's a stranger!
And he's a Spur! He's mad!
I'm asking
me! Outlaw!
Where did he come from?
You! Untie that man!
Mister, you talking to me?
Get busy!
Well, if that don't singe the whiskers off a coyote! A masked man riding in here and starting to hand out orders. Where's Fur Cadden?
I say Cadden was detained, Braden. I took his place.
Yeah? Now, mister, if this here's a joke, you picked the wrong time to do it.
Rush him, boy. Rush him and throw a rope over him.
Oh, first time in time, but wish he hadn't.
All right, then. I'll lead the way. Go for your guns, mister, because mine will start smoking inside.
Oh, that's better. Anyone else ready to shoot it out?
Did you see that? Knocked Braden's gun out of his hand before it was halfway from the holster. And Braden's supposed to have the fastest draw in the territory.
Now, Braden, take the ropes off this man. Do as I tell you,
or no, mister, I'll do it. My hand.
Your hand isn't hurt. I hit your gun.
I'm getting the ropes off. There.
Mister, whoever you are, I thank you. Not for myself, but to save these men from resorting to mob violence.
Can you mount behind my saddle? Silver can easily carry double.
I reckon I can, mister.
Adios, Braden. You may hear from me again.
Judge Davis and a masked outlaw. I reckon that's a good combination, isn't it, Sam?
Hold on, Judge. We're traveling. Hold it,
please. Look out, mister. Braden's got another gun.
What?
I'll be doggone. The masked man did it again. You better give up, Braden. That armory can outshoot you anytime. I wonder who he was.
Me friend. You, Mrs. Davis.
Indian.
We bring message for Mask Man and your husband.
Oh, Indian. Are they safe? Is Jim...
You not worry. Judge him all right. Mask Man sent Hunter to tell you that.
I never saw anything like that Mask Man faced on that mob. The girl was there. No one like him in the woods.
Girl? What that you say? What girl?
I was here in the cabin, Agent. She spoke to him in the darkness. I never saw her face. She told me to stop threatening that the masked man is saved yet.
And what else, girl, say?
Well, you sound plumb interested, Angel.
What else, girl, say?
Well, nothing much. Only she said to tell the masked man that there was a Black Arrow.
Black Arrow?
Yes, does that mean something particular?
That's plenty important. You got horse you ride.
Yes, I got a horse. Had him all saddled and ready. I figured maybe Jed might be watching him.
Now, we go quick. You get horse. We ride to your husband and masked man.
I got him hitched around on this side of the house.
Scout, you come.
Here he is. Boy.
No, Scout, no fella.
He's a far to travel,
no, not far. You come with Tonto. Lone Ranger ain't hear what girl say to you.
Lone Ranger? Lone to live an engine. Is that who the masked man is? The Lone Ranger.
Isn't that right? Now we go fast. Get him up.
Yes.
crew as we're sitting here, Brayden. I don't know who that masked man is.
Tied you up on the trail, didn't he?
Well, sure. I was heading from the store in Sanders here to Davis's place with a barrel of tar. Then a rope drops over my shoulders and the anchor off my horse, and before I savvy went...
Yeah, you're tied and bound and left beside the road where I found you. A fine night's work.
Well, you didn't do so good yourself, Brayden.
That's enough out of you, Spur. You want to keep on being a member of the Black Yarrow, you'll keep your tongue still.
Yes, because we got tattoo marks on our wrist don't mean that you can trample all over me.
You take an exception to it, Spur? If so, draw your shooting iron.
Take it easy.
That's more like it. Don't hanker to raise a ruckus with me, do you?
Forget it. I guess it was sort of on the prod, but what's it all about? What's this here masked man got to do?
Brayden, I don't want to be disturbed. Oh, it's you, Ray.
Brayden, I got news.
You better have. I left you to keep an eye on the Davis house, and now you're back here.
Brayden, that masked hombre is the Lone Ranger.
What's that you say?
The Lone Ranger? Well, no wonder he took care of...
Certain of this, Red? We've been chewing loco weed.
Proof positive, Brayden. I heard the engine tell Mrs. Davis so.
What engine?
The engine the masked man sent to fetch her. Rode a paint horse.
I always hear tell that the Lone Ranger had an engine powered to rode a paint.
Come on, Red. There's something else.
Yeah. Mrs. Davis said she had a message for the masked man. All she said was three words. But it was like the engine sat in a cactus plant. He got that excited.
What three words?
The Black Arrow. Yeah, I was close enough to hear her. She said the Black Arrow. What's that mean, Brayden?
Shut up.
Has it got anything to do with that tattoo mark in your left wrist, Brayden?
I said shut up.
Well, you don't have to jump down my throat. I just happened to spot that tattoo mark in your wrist the other night.
You can forget about it, Toronto. Means nothing to you, and let it keep on that way. Do what I tell you and ask no questions, savvy.
Why, yeah, Brayden, Keno.
Then answer me. Which way did that engine go?
Him and Mrs. Davis sloped off east.
Can you trail them?
I reckon so.
Never mind reckoning, can you?
They didn't try to hide their trail. The ground was soft.
Sure I can. Keno, wait outside. Buy a drink at the bar while you're waiting.
Say, thanks. I'll be ready. This isn't so good, Brayden. The Lone Ranger learning that we were behind all this ruckus.
That's so good. That's putting it mild. The whole scheme's ruined. We work out a slick plan to start the town folks fighting among themselves. We even wangle things so Judge Davis, the one strong force for law and order, will be put out of town. We get it all figured. Because we can move in and take over the running of the town, and what happens?
The Lone Ranger. Brayden, if there was only some way to get rid of him...
What's under the wrist, man? There is a way. There is. Red, come here.
What do you want?
Red, get on your horse. Trail that engine till you get to the masked man. Tell him there's going to be trouble at Lem Wilkins' place tomorrow night.
Tell him, go on.
They won't suspect you're in with me. You stayed in the background of that crowd. Now, go on.
I'm traveling, Brayden.
Hey, I spur. Can you figure out what I got in mind?
I savvy, Brayden. It means the end of the Lone Ranger, don't it?
So it does, Spur. So it does.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Mrs. Davis to the Lone Ranger with her message, and all of them made camp for the night. Early the following morning, the judge was going over his story once more.
That's just about the way it was, mister. Lem Wilkins cut off the water that started on his land. He's brought to court, and
Because I ruled he had the right to cut it off, I was almost tarred and feathered.
Are the people usually that excited?
Oh, land's sakes, no, mister. Most always are law-abiding.
Well, this was a big thing, though, Hannah. You gotta remember that. Besides, men like Braden and Spur got people all roused up about it.
Braden and Spur? They haven't been here long?
Oh, about a month, that's all. But when folks are wrought up like they are about my water rights decision, they'll follow anyone who leaves them.
Braden and Cadden are two snakes, that's what.
There's one thing, Judge Davis.
What's that?
I thought no one could cut off a stream that other people depended on.
Well, that's so. But this case was different. You see, there wasn't any water when Wilkins bought the land.
Well, there wasn't?
No. He drilled a well, opened up a spring so the water poured forth into a stream. So it was his to dam up if he wanted to.
And the worst of it was he borrowed money from all the folks around to dig for that water. They expected a share in it. But it wasn't put in writing, so nothing could be done about it.
I gather Mr. Wilkins isn't very popular.
Masked man, he and I are leading the race for the most hated man in Sanford. But what else could I do? It's the law.
Things may yet work out, Judge.
I wish I could believe so.
Oh, there's no need to say that when we know different, masked man. You've helped us, you and Tonto. And so has that girl. Though I don't rightly understand what she meant by that black arrow talk. But Jed can never go back to Santos. Never. It'd become suicidal.
We'll see. What happened last night has already been averted. Perhaps the future can be cared for as well. And you see, we... Yes? What is it, Tonto?
Rider. Rider on horse. One man.
Heading this way.
Huh?
Judge, you and Mrs. Davis, wait here. Get your horse, Tonto. We'll ride out to meet him. You're looking for someone?
Oh, there, boys. Oh.
Howdy, Masked Man. I was looking for you. Just you and the engine keep peace.
You won't be harmed. You were following the trail of Tonto, weren't you?
Yeah. Yes, sir, I was.
Why do you do that?
Engine, I was on my way to tell Mrs. Davis something last night. I saw her riding away with you.
What were you going to tell Mrs. Davis?
Well, sir, I saw what happened last night when you saved the judge. If I'd have been as brave as you, that's exactly what I'd have tried to do. But
I got to the point.
There's going to be more trouble tonight.
What kind of trouble? Where?
At Lem Wilkins' place. The same kind of trouble that you stopped last night. And, mister, I don't hold with that sort of thing. So I'm telling you so maybe you can stop it. I'm not much on the use of force myself. But at least I can tell you.
What time tonight?
I don't know.
Who's behind it?
I don't know that either. Folks are riled up.
What makes you so nervous?
Well, why shouldn't I be nervous, mister? Sentiments against what I'm doing. It was found out that I told you I'd be tarred and feathered, too.
Well, you can tell me all...
I told all I'm going to. Used up all the nerve I had. I'm bidding you adios.
Wait.
No, sir, not me. Almost sorry I told you now. Don't ever let it be known I was the one who informed you. Don't get me mixed up in it. Get up there. Get up.
First him brave to come here, and him run like rabbit. We go after him, huh?
No, Tonto.
But Kimasabi...
Don't let him go. I'm sure he's telling the truth about one thing.
What that?
There will be trouble at the Wilson's place. We'll have to go there. Come along. I want to talk to Judge Davis.
Get him up.
No, Silver.
When the Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to the camp, the masked man spoke hastily to Judge Davis, telling what he had heard. And when he was finished...
Well, that makes sense, mister. It stands to reason they try to get Lem Wilkins. Not that I blame him much either. If we leave now, we can get to his place a little before sundown, and you can talk with Wilkins.
Braden, I thought you said you wasn't coming out here to my place. I don't want folks to know it was you who urged me to cut off the water.
Set up and listen, Wilkins. Too late for you to get chicken-hearted.
What do you want me to do?
That's better. Wilkins, I fixed things so you'll have company pretty soon.
Huh?
Yeah, Judge Davis. And that masked man in his engine car.
The masked man? Thunderation, Braden. If the mob hears about that, they'll surround my place. They've been itching to get the masked man since last night.
Don't you worry, none.
That's easy to say.
And easy to do. Because the only ones who know they're coming outside of themselves is you and me. Now, you don't think I'd tell the men, do you?
Well, I don't know.
Of course I wouldn't. I want you alive, don't you see?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Oh, that's more like it.
Braden!
Now, who's that?
Easy, Wilkins. It's just right.
Oh, boy. Oh, there.
Braden, they're coming.
Fast man?
Yeah, him and the engine and Davis. I saw him from the hilltop.
You know that. Now, you just act natural, Wilkins, and don't worry about a thing, you savvy?
You mean you take care of him for me?
That's the idea. Now, Red and me better slope off. Wouldn't do for him to see us, would it? Come on, Red.
Adios, Wilkins.
I'm one smart hombre, Red.
Yeah.
Turning dusk already. We ought to be inside Wilkins' house in another half hour or so.
Just about.
Yeah. You know what I told Wilkins?
What?
Pull up with her, Red.
Steady, boy.
Steady. I told him it'd be all right. He was sort of worried that that mob might show up and do him some harm.
But, Brayden, that's just what is going to happen.
No.
Yes. Didn't you send Spur Cadden to spread the word that Judge Davis was calling on Wilkins tonight with the masked man?
Did I?
And that mob will be boiling mad. Spur'll see to that. They'll be whooping and hollering and grabbing their chance to tie and feather the judge and Wilkins both, and maybe the masked man. You sent Spur yourself.
Well, so it did. But you know, Red, I don't think they'll get to hurt and feather.
You're loco. That mob will grab them quick.
No sense of torn and feathering dead men, Red.
Dead men? Brady.
When that mob gets milling around, a couple of shots might just happen to be fired. Shots that would kill Davis and the masked man and maybe Wilkins.
Oh, nobody be that ornery. Who do it?
We've got guns, haven't we, Red?
Now, Wilkins, we came here because we learned that you may guess what Judge Davis almost got last night. I mean tar and feathers.
They're coming here, but they can't. Brady told me that...
Go ahead. Braden told you what?
Nothing.
You needn't explain. So it was Braden who urged you into shutting off the water, wasn't it? Well, wasn't it?
Mister, Judge Davis, you got to save me from the mob. Maybe they won't stop at tar and feathers. Maybe they'll hold a lynching bee. Oh, I'll do anything. I'll give them all the water they want. Injun, what'd you do that for? Why'd you blow out the lamp? It's dark in here.
You know, Tommy, come to listen while you talk.
Here. Now you listen.
I've already heard them, Tonto.
I don't hear nothing.
What are you talking? Sounds like horses.
Davis, it's the men. It's the men. They're closing in on us. It's the mob. You've got to save me.
I'm glad the masked man sent Hannah back to town.
The masked man? That's it. You can save us, masked man. You can save me. Take care of me. Masked man. Masked man. Injun. Masked man. Davis, they're gone. They stood out in the dark. They're gone. It's too late for us. They left us here at the mercy of the mob.
Crowd poured into Wilkins' cabin, skillfully egged on by Spur Cadden. Brader and Red crouched on the top of the nearby hill, watching the torch-lit scene, their rifles slanted across their knees.
You see that, Red? I tell you, there's nobody like Spur to whip up a mob. They're boiling mad.
We can see easy in the torchlight, Braden. They busted the door right in.
There. Now they're dragging him out. Didn't even have a fight about it.
There's Wilkins. He looks scared green.
There's Judge Davis.
Uh-huh.
Be ready with your gun. As soon as the masked man and the engine get yanked out, let them have it. And...
what the... Brayden, there's something wrong. They're all out of the cabin. Count them. They're all out.
Yeah, but they can't be. What happened to the engine and the masked man?
I don't know. They must have got out in the dark before...
Fred, you fool. They must have got suspicious. What'd you tell them?
Don't blame me. Don't blame...
Yeah, I oughta. Well, never mind. No use crying over spoiled plans. But while we're here, we'll make the best of it. At least we can finish off Judge Davis. Lift your gun. Draw a bead right on his heart. And when I give the word, pull the trigger.
Keno, he's a nice, clear target.
Set up an aim. And make doggone sure we don't miss. This'll be as easy
now,
as...
Now, follow, gentlemen!
Don't come by the gun, Silver!
Bring the masked man!
Yes, sir! Hang that gun!
Look out for that stallion!
Drop those guns!
The suddenness and speed of the Lone Ranger's attack completely surprised the bad men. As Silver reared high over Braden, the masked man's bullet sent the rifle flying, while Tonto hurtled off Scout's back to send Red sprawling on the ground. In less than 30 seconds, the outlaws were through.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot, thief! It's Braden. He planned this. I didn't know he meant murder.
You got it. What are you going to do?
Get on your horses and ride in front of us. Head down this slope. We're bringing up that mob.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rushed their prisoners right into the center of the crowd. In a few minutes, the tempers of the men cooled as the masked man explained who had led them on.
That's the answer to this whole setup. You're honest men, but you let Braden and Spur Cadden make fools out of you. All they cared about was getting rid of law and order in Santos so they could take over. Well, are you letting them get away with it?
No,
masked man, I think I can speak for everyone once again the way I used to. You saved my life. And you saved the self-respect of the men of Santa.
Well, it looks to me like Lem Wilkins has had a change of heart, too.
Yes, ma'am, I sure have. Gents, I've been misguided like all of you. I'm telling you right here and now that law or no law, the water will be dammed up. It's free for all of us.
Bring no violence, Nathan!
No violence now. I'm still judge of this county. I still believe in law and order.
we'll give him a fair trial. And the Lone Ranger's the man who brought him to trial.
The Lone Ranger?
Sure.
Davis, you mean to say that masked man was the Lone Ranger? Well, I'll be a cactus-tailed coyote. Why didn't somebody tell me?
We can be fast and senseless now. We stop. Hunter got something to show you.
A letter, Tonto? Where did you get that?
Mrs. Davis gave me a letter back near Wilkins' cabin. She say it's from girl.
The girl? Our mysterious friend?
Ah.
See you. Better open it and find out what she...
No, you don't, mister. I'm holding a gun on you. Drop that letter or take the consequences.
Is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.